toe drag shot. Oh, and just high of the net there. Laviska picks it up, looks, gives it down on the half wall to Burke. And a chip from Hogan McNeish to the neutral zone. Schaefer looks. Forechecked there. Doobie picks it back up in the River King zone. Shot up. Schweitzer picks it off to Texmo for a one-on-one. He makes one move, tries to get to the middle, and just poked wide from the Hudson Havoc. Texmo makes a move to the net. Good D from Jensen there. Jensen decides to chip it up to Beauchamp. In Beauchamp's feet, he gives it to Dubel. Dubel will look for the chip, but just missed, and an icing from the River Kings here. Good forward movement from the River Kings. They're not really dancing around and regrouping the neutral zone. It's a lot of red line and get it deep. So
yeah, they're wasting no time here, and they're trying to get it out front, but Hudson's doing a great job defending those passes. But the River Kings are able to just keep up the pressure here.
D-zone draw here for the River Kings. One from Miller of the Havoc. And they will get it down low. And big hit by Xavier Beauchamp as he levels the Hudson player. SJ picks it up, gets it deep in the Hudson zone. Johnson will go pick it up behind the net. Gives it to Lawlin. Picked up by the River Kings. Bryson gets it on the right-hand half wall. Beauchamp over to Whitehead. Whitehead will shoot. Tipped. Oh, and just wide on Johnson there. Bryson will look on net. Bouncing puck right there. And a good save from Johnson as Hudson defensemen clear out the River Kings forwards in front of the net.
Yeah, bouncing puck there. And that's very dangerous for Hudson. And the River Kings are trying to get into there in that net front battle and just bury that puck. But Johnson's able to cover it and get an early whistle.
In games like this where the goaltending is so good, you're just trying to get all pucks to the net and just hope one goes in. And there, we had a lucky bounce for the River Kings, but Johnson was able to keep it out. Ozone faceoff won by Texmo. Shot from Beauchamp, tipped wide by the Hudson winger. Big hit from Texmo behind the net. SJ LeCompte picks it up. Gets it down deep. Forecheck from Texmo. And Hudson winger will chip it out. Picked up by Patterson. We got a two-on-one with a backchecker here. Pad pass. Oh! And Austin Sharks just misses wide to hopefully get one in this game. Puck picked up in neutral ice from Patterson. Given over to Bryson. Bryson 1v2 gets a shot on net. Tipped from Laviska. Just over the net. Texmo picks it up. He works with it in the corner to Bryson. Bryson rims it back up to Beauchamp. Beauchamp walks the blue line. Shoots. Tipped in front, but from Texmo. Texmo shoots and scores!
What a goal from Joel Texmo.
Joel Texmo in his office right in front of the crease buries that one top shelf. And the River Kings have finally opened this can of a game.
Yeah, you're gonna see a shot from the point, and I believe the goalie got a piece of it, and it's going to be redirected out to the right of Johnson, and Texmo able to find it and just bury a top shelf over a splayed-out goalie. And that's what he does best, man, is just cleaning up in front of the net.
W-I-R-I. Texmo thought he was the referee there. Again, he had another one versus the Mullets, and that one to finally break the ice in this game. Dumped in by Cooper. Tutz goes to get it in the left-hand corner. Picked up by Jensen behind the net. He decides to skate it out with a River King behind him. Luxford picks up on the right-hand wall. He dishes it over. Curl, and another fall from Ronta on the Hudson Havoc. He needs to get his skate sharpened. Picked up on the right-hand wall from Cooper. Bryce Cooper. Shot wide from Ronta on the Havoc. Lawlin picks it up, decides to rim it back down, and Luxford will pick it up on the half wall. Cooper chips it in the neutral ice to Tuttich. Tuttich with Wilharm. Two-on-two. Sauce pass to Tuttich. Wilharm shoots. And a good glove save there from Johnson.
He's done a good job so far of staying in front of that puck. Puck's been bouncing quite a bit today, so we're going to see if any more chances just appear for the River Kings here. But a lot of good work being done by that goaltender.
D-zone draw for the Havoc. One. Looks behind the net. And they skate it up. Side to keep it wide. Burke takes it in, and he will forecheck on Antoine Bonin. Bonin uses his stick to chip it behind the net, and a rim up to Jackson Schaefer. Schaefer shoots, whiffs on it, and we will have good try on Cooper there. Chip back into the River Kings zone. Bonin will be there. Gives it D to D. Dubo picks it up, gives it back to Bonin, and he will try and chip it up in neutral ice. Picked up by Wilharm. Tried to glove down by Coop. Wilharm will pick it up and get it down into the Hudson zone. Jensen will go pick it up. Jensen scans. Keep moving. He will be met in the neutral zone from Doobie. Good try there from Hudson as they tried the pad pass, but Doobie will get it. Soft chip there. Tried to chip it up to Tuttich, but he has no luck there. And Ayling will get a stick on that, send it into the netting for another whistle. River Kings got the shots back. They're now leading. They were down by almost 7 or 8 in the first period, but now they're leading 18 to 15 shots here in the second.
Coming out to play here.
D-zone draw for the River Kings. One all the way back to the Hudson zone. Johnson comes out to play it all the way to Jensen on that right-hand wall, and he will dump it into the River Kings zone. Myers will meet them in the corner, hit by Beauchamp. Schweitzer shot from Jensen there, just misses wide. Schweitzer battling for it on the right-hand wall, picked up by Whitehead. D to D behind the net to Beauchamp. Beauchamp look for the cross chip in the neutral zone, picked up by Schweitzer. Shot, oh, and a good defense from Jensen on Havoc. What a hand-eye coordination play from Schweitzer there. But an even better chip from Beauchamp, getting it from the goal line to the far blue line in just a couple seconds.
Yeah, heads-up play from Caden Schweitzer there, but I think it just went off of that defenseman and out of play, so.
Ranta versus Gruda on this face-off, won by Ranta, given D to D. Quick up to Luxford, and Ranta will come down the right side, be met by Anthony Bagnol. Whitey will take it behind the net, given to Beauchamp. Beauchamp will take it with speed, and he will chip it again over to Bagnol. And an icing. No icing. Luxury picks it up on the left-hand half wall. Forechecked by Luke Gruda. We'll get a change from a River King forward here. Centering pass to Ranta. Left-hand wall met by Schweitzer. Bagnol will be here and barely gets a chip on that one. Dahl chips it all the way into the River King zone. Whitey will meet Luxford in the right-hand corner, and he will battle him off using his body. Luke Gruda picks it up. Luxford without a stick pressures, and Luke Gruda ice it all the way down.
Yeah, good battle there from that line here, and we're going to get to see another change from the River Kings coming out. Get some fresh legs here on this long change. Draw in the River Kings defensive zone. .940 to go here. River Kings leading by one goal. 18 shots to 16.
Tomacek will take this face off, but Gruda will win it back. Chip by Whitey. Jensen bats it down and in back into the net. Beauchamp battles behind the net. Chip up, and it just gets past Jensen. Atkins on the forecheck on Lawlin, too. Picked up by Chemi, given back on the regroup for the River Kings to Beauchamp. Beauchamp over to Whitehead. Whitehead looks, scans, back to Beauchamp on the hinge. Gives it back up to Upton. Upton will skate it into the Hudson zone. Look for it. Stick handles on the right-hand side. Take it behind the net. Cuts back, and we'll lose it. Forechecked by Chemi, but it is taken by Hudson, and it is chipped out and thrown back into Atkins. Johnson plays it out to Lawlin. Lawlin scans behind the net. Pass it over to left-hand side. A cross-ice pass is tipped by Chouse. Chouse will play defense on Burke. Burke stops, scans. Backhand pass, but picked off by Hill. Hill will look. Gives it to open ice. It's picked off by Hudson. Hits the referee. Chouse over to Hill. Hill will look for an easy pass to Atkins. Atkins comes in with numbers. 3-on-3. He will take it all the way behind the net using his good strength. Gives it up to Chouse. Chouse comes over to Hill. Hill shoots.
Scores!
Tipped off Chemi. What looked like an easy save for Johnson turns into a goal against. And the River Kings will get up 2-0 in this game against the Hudson Havoc.
An excellent play from the Hungarian David Chemi to send that one top shelf where Mama keeps the cookies. And the River Kings are going to lead this game 2-0.
Johnson looked a little off angle there. He looked a little too much to the left on that one. But Chemi was able to fight off the defenseman he was battling with, get a stick on it, and the River Kings have a little more cushion in this game. Faceoff won by Joel Taxmo. Antoine Bonin decides to dump it deep. Laviska picks it up behind the net. Bryson tries to get it to the net. We'll keep it in from Antoine Bonin. Laviska chips it. Handed down by Taxmo, but he gets it again. Schaefer will take it, gain the red line, and dump it in deep cross corner. Bonin picks it up behind the River Kings net. D to D on the reverse to Dubal. Dubal will give it to Lecomte, who chips it up in the neutral ice. Laviska tries to get it, but picked up by SJ, who is poked by Miller. Miller tries to take it to the middle, but it was picked up by Dubal. Dubal chips it up to Bryson, who gives it to Texel. 2-on-2 with a back checker. Lecomte has ice, shoots it on net, and into the chest of Johnson, the goalie. A little pushing and shoving from Texmo and Schaefer.
Yeah, you're going to see both of these teams continuing to get chippier and chippier as the game goes on.
But we saw that last night with the how that tried to turn out for the Mullets, and they didn't. It didn't have a perfect result for them as they ended up giving 6 goals up in the third period alone. Faceoff won by Havoc. Jensen throws it cross ice into the River King zone to Beauchamp. Beauchamp will stop. Wheel the net. He'll keep going. One guy, two guy. He gets it on the left-hand side. Tries to drive the net. Throw it in front. Oh, good try by Xavier Beauchamp to get to the puck to the net. Texmo, 1v3 in the corner. But SJ Lecomte will battle with Jensen behind the net. Jensen comes out with it. Gives it up to Luxford. Luxford chipped to the middle. Hits a stick, and Beauchamp will glove that down. Who chips it to Texmo, who will get it deep into the Hudson zone. Played by Johnson behind the net. Jensen picks it up. SJ Lecomte falls. Dool will pick it up. Luxford. Good high chips from both teams. Easy breakouts. You don't have to make as many passes. And there might be some luck on some lucky bounces. As Bryson takes it with Lecomte into the zone. Between the legs, Deke is poked by Lawlin. And a battle is hit in the netting. Now, both teams are good at passing, and they both have great vision. But that high chip off the glass into open area has been used a lot today, more so than last night versus the Mullets. As the D-zone draw is won by the River Kings. Luke Hill dumps it back down to Laviska, who chips it up to Burke, who's able to get it out. Hill takes it, throws it off the wall, down into the zone. And Laviska picks it up, and that is an icing call against the River Kings.
Yeah, a lot of longer passes and long chips. It's just trying to put pressure on the defense on both sides. As if you let them sit back there, you're not going to get anything by them. And both of these teams are just trying to fly into the zone. Try and create some form of offense here.
Mm-hmm. Especially for Hudson as they are down 2-0 in this game. Jackson Schaefer makes a move, and it is tipped wide as Luke Hill picks it up behind the net, and he is pressured by Tomek. Chouse picks up in the corner, chips it up to Cooper. Cooper just misses it on his stick. And we have a long offsides for Hudson. And Luke Hill will skate it up on the right-hand wall. Give it to Tutich, who picks up. It hits off the ref. Almost a good chance there for the River Kings. Hit off wide. It hits a stanchion. We will have a 2-on-1 with a back checker for the River Kings. But a good defensive play from Chausse. Kirkefold will pick it up. Stick lifted from Cooper. Cooper will come in. Chouse joins the rush. Chouse tips it in. Beats the defenseman. Tries to get the puck to the net. Oh, it's sticked wide from Laviska, who is hit in the left-hand corner from Tuttich. Chouse looks for Cooper net front, but it goes wide. Doobie will pick it up just in the River King zone. Backhanded over to Chouse, who has had a long shift. Doobie chips it up to Bagnol in center ice. He will take it. 2-on-3 with Wilharm. Shot just wide from Anthony. Schweitzer will go challenge Schaefer in the corner. But it is kept in from Hogan McNeish. Hogan, one of the arguably the best forechecker on the River Kings. Doing a very good well job there. Hogan goes to hit behind the net. Laviska gives it up. The duel. But it is tipped into neutral ice from Myers. Dubel will give it up to Myers there. He keeps pressuring. Picked up by Hogan McNeish behind the net. Chip all the way down the ice. And we'll have another icing against the River Kings.
There are some long shifts there, and we're seeing some of the strengths of the River King decor here as William Chausse coming up to join the rush. You're going to see that quite a bit here. There's a lot of River King defensemen have quite a bit of speed with them, and they're going to try and get into play as much as possible.
Both of these teams have great defensive cores with great size and great speed. We will have a little delay from the referees as they try to keep everybody under control here. D-zone draw one by the Havoc Jensen. It is picked up by Bonin. Bonin comes with numbers, tries to sauce it to Bagnol, but picked off by Jensen. But is picked off by Schweitzer. Schweitzer comes right-hand side. Hogan McNeish right there. Scores! Hogan McNeish tucks it 5-hole on Johnson as he is left alone right in the slot. What a goal from Hogan McNeish.
And you're seeing that speed as he's just breaking through the middle. He's able to beat forwards and defensemen from the Havoc to get right out in front of Johnson. And, I mean, that's a tough save for the goalie, and it just doesn't happen. And Hogan beats him 5-hole.
Jensen tried to step up in the play, and a forward had to come back check. There's miscommunication between the other defenseman and that forward. And they both stepped on Schweitzer, who threw a beautiful pass over to Hogan McNeish to make this game 3-0 River Kings.
That has been all River Kings here in this second period.
Atkins picks it up on the left-hand side. He chips it down low. He goes on the forecheck. Atkins picks it up behind the net. He gives it up to Upton on the half wall. Upton throws it back down low, but it is picked off from Hudson. Slapped down. No icing on the call, even though he's 5 feet below the red line. Chemi picks it up, chips it up to Upton. Upton looks, scans. He'll skate with it. He'll make one move, two moves, and he backhand chips it all the way into the zone. Vic Roy picks it up behind the net. He will try to chip it to the half wall. Step down from the River Kings forecheckers. Dan Upton on the back, but it is kicked down to neutral ice as the River Kings will regroup. Chemi looks for it, scans, and he will chip it down low, and that will be an icing against the River Kings.
And something fun that we're getting to see here is Danny Upton. He's playing with some more poise and confidence. He scored his first goal as a River King last night.
He was named first star of the game yesterday, and that goal was magnificent. Just great chemistry between him and Caden Schweitzer as he was able to get his first of the year. And what a great goal that was, just to break the ice and get the ball rolling for the River Kings last night. Face off won by Hudson, but good defense on the poke check from Lucas Whitehead. Atkins battles to the boards, thrown back down to Laviska. Whitehead picks it up. Another soft chip to Atkins, who tries to get it out, but picked up by Laviska. He will scan, shoot it on net, and good blocker save from Jude Ayling.
Yeah, just a clean read, and Jude has a great way of placing rebounds outside of the zone to get changes for his team, especially when they get trapped down there and on the defensive side of the puck. You know, he's always able to just get out of the play or get it to a safe area.
I agree. That was his first shot in a couple minutes as the River Kings were just putting on the offensive pressure. Speed around the net from Chausse, who whiffs on the pass but somehow gets to Atkins. It will be thrown back down to the River Kings. Myers here on a one-on-one, but good shot off the shin. Good shot block from Luke Hill. Two-on-two, Chemi and Dan Upton. Chemi will make a move, drag it between the stick. Tries to get it out front and good D. Luke Hill will pick it up. Top of the circle, backhand in. Tipped behind the net. Laviska picks up, throws it to the other side. But Chemi will be the Havoc player there. Backhand to the net by Luke Hill. But the River Kings forwards are there to cover for him. 3-on-3 down, and they will dump it into the River Kings zone. SJ LeCompte there to pick it up. And he will give it to the other side to William Schaus. Myers there for checking. Picked up by Chausse. He needs to scan and get it to open ice. He curls back up on his backhand. And a battle there on the half wall. But Bryson comes out with it. Poke checked in the neutral zone. Chemi picks it up. Chemi will look. SJ LeCompte shoots on five hole. Oh, and is still wide on Johnson. But Luke Hill keeps it in. Shoots. Blocker saved from Johnson. SJ gloves it down. He will try to get it behind the net, but the Hudson defense will pick it off. Joel Teximo in there on the forecheck. Laviska throws it D to D behind the net. Picked up by Bryson, though. Teximo works it behind the net. Oh, he doesn't get all of it. Step down on Bonin. James Dubois comes in with two Hudson forecheckers. He looks for it, chips it off the board to Bryson, who gives it to Teximo. Almost had a great play, but Laviska was able to get the stick on it. Bryson picks it up top of the circle, tries to shoot whiffs on it. Lawland will pick it up, and we will have it in the River Kings zone. Patterson will go on the forecheck. Doobie comes around the net with it. Centering pass from Bryson is picked off by the Hudson Havoc. Joel Teximo will pick it up. He scans, looks for options, try to get it to the net. Bryson gets a stick on it, but a good resounding save from Johnson there. Since the second goal, Johnson has been more dialed in, but you can see he's a little shaken up. But
some pucks bouncing around, and that was a really good shift by the River Kings. They're able to keep offensive pressure for multiple minutes there. 18 seconds left in the period here.
River Kings are down 3-0. Good shot by Joel Teximo from the corner, but still saved by Johnson as he keeps that angle on the net. 3-0. I did not expect this. Last time the River Kings played Hudson, it was 0-0 all the way to the third period, and they came out with a 2-0 win. But the River Kings have developed since then. And another delay here from the referees. 13.8 left in the second period. More whistles from the referees. They're calling for a center warning on Hudson Havoc. They win the faceoff. Schaefer comes with it behind the net, chips it to the other side. Duel will pick it up, and he will eat it for the rest of the period. A big wall battle here. Teximo up to Bonin. Bonin will shoot. Glove saved by Johnson.
Yeah,
we'll have pushing and shoving from Bryson and Duel.
Some end of the period shenanigans there, and it was a good attempt by the Hudson player to just prevent any more damage by trapping the puck along the wall. We're going to see some penalties here.
Just on Duel, pushing and shoving with Jake Bryson. Jake Bryson blows him a kiss on his way to the penalty box. That's just one of the many personalities on the River Kings. 0.7 here. Hopefully something can happen. This will be the end of the second period here. Great period for the River Kings, and they will stack in front of the net, hopefully to get a shot from Antoine Bonin.
Yeah, and we're going to see again, the River Kings are going to come out in the third period with a power play, just as they did come out into the second with a power play, and makes you wonder if they're going to be able to convert that into some more scoring here, as they have run away with this second period.
And a change here. Wilhelm will take the faceoff, and we'll pull Jude Ayling. Empty net for 0.7 seconds for the River Kings. And a 50-50 faceoff battle there. Good second period for the River Kings as they are up 3-0 in this game, and they will come back just as they did in the second, starting on the power play. Enjoy the second intermission games as we will be right back for the third.
La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
When we look at each other now, there's no love in our eyes. And when we talk to each other now, we just criticize. And we're trying to be lovers now, we never had to try before. Where's that feeling, that special feeling we're not feeling anymore? We can't go on living like this, just going through the motions every time. Once upon a time, can't we love that way again? We can't go on living like this, just going through the motions every time. Get back together. We can't go on living like this.
Terry McBride of McBride and the Ride.
I fell off a roof helping my dad roof a house that we were had out in the country. I'd been up there all day, and I guess I got comfortable, man. I stepped back off of the roof to look at the line of the shingles, you know. We were putting new shingles on, and when I stepped back, I was already at the edge of the roof, and I was way up high, right at the peak, and I fell on my arm, kind of caught my fall, and it just snapped my big bone right in two. It was brutal, and when I came to, it knocked me out for a second, but when I came to, I realized something bad had happened, you know. 105.5 FM.
Got married in high school, had a baby when we turned 18. I pack groceries in the daytime. At night, I learn to fix TVs. When you come by things the hard way, well, you learn how to hold on tight. So don't think you can waltz in here and take her without a fight.
Hey, this is George Strait.
105.9 FM.
So upset, nervous wreck, can't believe you said goodbye. Sit and smoke, cry and joke about these tears in my eyes. How could you do what you've gone and done to me? I wouldn't treat a dog the way you treated me, but that's what I get. I've come to expect it from you. A million times, a million lines, and I bought them every one. You don't care, you rip and tear every dream I've counted on. I guess that I should thank my unlucky stars. I'm alive, and you're the way you are, but that's what I get. I've come to expect it from you.
expect it from you. I could raise hell, but what the hell, it wouldn't do a bit of good. Pack and leave, my heart agrees, it seems to think that I should. There won't be no more next time doing me wrong. You'll come back this time to find out that I'm gone. But that's what you get. You should expect that from me. That's what I get. I've come to expect it from you.
Central Wisconsin loves their country. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Down on the corner by the traffic light, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows to take a peek. While she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. She can't help it if she's made that way. She's not to blame if they look her way. She ain't really trying to cause a scene.
La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by La Taqueria. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey to the airwaves this season. Be sure to tune in all season long. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Country Legends 24/7, Wisconsin 105.5.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, patchy fog, a low of 25. Monday, partly sunny, a high near 38. Some fog in the morning. Rain and snow possible. Drizzle Monday night with a low around 30 degrees. Cloudy skies and 37 on your Tuesday and near 40 degrees with sun on Wednesday.
It's 30 at our studios.
Welcome back to the beginning of the third period here at the Southwood County Recreation Center. The River Kings are up 3-0 on the Hudson Havoc, and they will be starting off this period on the power play again. The River Kings have dominated that second period. The Havoc just cannot get anything out of their zone or get control of the puck in the neutral zone. What do you think, Henry?
Yeah, the River Kings just did a great job of being able to keep fresh legs out there while preventing Hudson from changing and all by the constant offensive pressure and the barrage of shots from the point. Johnson was with a couple of screens from Joe Texmo and David Chemi. Johnson was having trouble finding it through all that traffic, and the River Kings are able to capitalize here. So we're going to see a big lead from the River Kings and some more offense as this power play comes in. But
I'm not expecting a whole lot of change out of here from the River Kings. I think they just be a little bit more defensively. But the Hudson Havoc need to start pushing, especially after this power play is over. They need to start getting pucks deep. They'll start chipping more pucks in and trying to break Jude Ayling and try to get their first one. Center faceoff is won by Joel Tex, but Tuttich comes in but poked wide from Hudson. Luke Hill uses his body to win it back up to the top to Bonin, to Luke Hill, back to Bonin, who chips it down to the left side. Tuttich tries to swing at it, misses, and it will be chipped by Hudson down low. Texmo picks it up to Tuttich. Up top to Bonin. Shoots it. Glove saved by Johnson with Texmo screening in front.
Yeah, Joe Texmo, just a big body. Really hard to move out in front of that net. He plays rugby and football, so he's super big into the physical game.
I was not aware of that, but it makes sense for Joel Texmo. Big physical forward on the River Kings. Rimmed around by Hudson. Laviska rims it all the way down, and Hill will go pick it up in the River Kings zone. Wet ice here. You want to make sure you're not getting the puck stuck in the water. Bonin takes it down on the right side. Shoots it. Blocked by Schaefer, but Bonin will pick it up behind the net. It will work with it. Tuttich behind. Tries to get it to Texmo, but it is taken away from Schaefer. Schaefer, physical down low. Laviska will shoot it down, and it will be rimmed back for the River Kings. Ayling plays it behind the net and will leave it for Hill. Hill takes a scan. Come up with it. Left side to Lecomte. Lecomte will gain the red. Make a move. Gain the blue over to Texmo. Texmo will look. Cut. Tries to sauce it on net, but it's deflected by Lawland. Lecomte tied up, pinned in the left corner. Texman will dig it out of his feet. Tries to work to the net. Net front. Oh, and just missed by Joel Texmo. And it'll be rimmed back around. And Chouse will pick it up in the neutral zone. Chouse will take it all the way back to the defensive zone and stop. And we'll lose that forechecker as his forwards come to swing. And he'll give it over right-hand side to Bryson. Bryson will take it red line over to the blue line. And he will try to make a move to the net front. Dishes it up and is swatted away. Ashley Lecomte will pick it up at the blue line. Texmo still on the ice. Working hard in the corner. And we'll give it to Coop. Cooper hit hard in the corner. Texmo still has control of it. Picked up by Lecomte. Lecomte in the slot. And he just misses it and he gives it away to Myers. Myers dishes it over to Luxford. Luxford gets past Bryson. Tries to make a move. Net front and he will score. Oh, no goal.
Right off the crossbar there.
Right off the crossbar there. Wow, I thought that went in. Good moves by Luxfold, but even better goaltending from Jude Ayling. I thought that hit the net. The nets are so bouncy, but I thought it went in and came right back out.
No, a good break, good positioning from Jude. That is something we were talking about, what happens when you see, not necessarily just smaller, shorter goaltenders. The guys aren't 6'5", is they're going to have excellent positioning there. So he was able to keep that one out.
D-zone draw won by Hudson. It goes all the way back to their defensive zone. Picked up by Laviska over to Jackson Schaefer, who gives it to Myers. Right on the red line, but is tipped. Glove down and a hand pass from Lucas Whitehead to Bryce Cooper. And we will have, I think, a D-zone draw for the River Kings.
Yeah, just unfortunate. I mean, he's trying to catch that puck, and he's got guys coming at him, and can't make a clean play there. But
I think Whitey tried to glove it down, and Cooper was just kind of right there. And he wanted that puck real bad. So we'll have another D-zone draw for the River Kings, and it will be in Wilharm. Wilharm is on his knees on the ice, and he's right in his groin. Laviska takes on the blue line. Shot tipped wide by Cooper. Given to Schaefer. Schaefer gets it on net, but picked up by Beauchamp in the corner, who hits his guy. And Wilharm will get down and dirty in there. Picked up by Beauchamp. He will skate behind the net, take a look. And he will chip it back up to Cooper in the neutral zone, who chips it center to Wilharm, who gets a guy off of him. But they make a pass up to Miller, and there's a delayed penalty for the River Kings. Blocked shot by Beauchamp, and Coop will touch the puck to get the play dead. I'm not sure what happened here.
Yeah, we're going to see here, but it's going to be another power play for the Hudson Havoc.
Xavier Beauchamp with the penalty. We'll see what the call is for roughing. He must have hit somebody. And Hudson Havoc are hyped up. They're hopefully trying to get a goal here as it's not crunch time yet, but it's getting dangerously close to get three goals here. Diesel draw one by Hudson. Schaefer picks up on the blue line, gives it over to Jensen. Jensen fakes out Dubel, will be pressured. Shot from Schaefer, just tipped wide off the skate of McNeish, and Dubel will ice it down. And Johnson will come play it out, give it to Schaefer.
He's going to hold on to that puck there.
Yeah. Johnson almost lost it. Schaefer gives it over to Jensen. Jensen backhanded to Luxford. Luxford, right-hand side, he has space, shoots. Good blocker save by Ayling. Dahl picks it up. And it is iced back down to Dubel, and Bagnol will be the first to the net, but Johnson will dangerously play it. But Bagnol will get it, wrap it back on the forecheck, and McNeish will win the puck there. This is just the brilliance of the River Kings PKM, the speed they have on a select number of their forwards. Schaefer will take it behind the net, scan and wait for his forwards to come pick it up. He will leave it for Luxford. Luxford takes it over, drops it back for Schaefer. Schaefer cross ice to Ronta, who tries to chip it in, but Bonin will get that. And Dahl will get it, try to throw it on net. Knocked wide by Ayling. Ronta will give it back up to Schaefer. Schaefer walks back down the half wall to Ronta. Ronta looks for a passing lane. Back up to Schaefer. Schaefer cross ice to LaViska. Viska looks. Schaefer shot tipped and hits body in front. Good save by Ayling. Oh, and what an unlucky bouncy from Hudson Havoc on Jude Ayling. Schaefer's shot was deflected. Looked like it hit Lucas Whitehead in the stomach. The rebound was then hit. It hit Ayling's stick. Went back up and over the stick. We saw one of those goals yesterday on our co-commentator Henry here.
Yeah, those are just tough to stop. I mean, you're trying to place the rebound far away from you, but when it hits you sometimes, and when it's in tight like that, you just really don't have a lot of time to react, so it's more of a blocking save. And when the puck goes straight up, it's really hard to follow it, with especially with goaltending masks, how they make them nowadays, and just going to go up and over the top there. Nothing much Ayling can do on that one.
15 minutes left here. Hudson finally get on the board as they make it 3-1. River Kings get possession in the Hudson zone, but is covered up by Johnson.
Yeah, River Kings are going to quickly try and just take the pressure back to Hudson as that power play, or I don't know if it was on the power play or not.
It was on the power play.
It was a power play goal, but they're going to come right back after it as they don't want to give up a lead here.
Faceoff win by the River Kings. Upton takes it around the net on the right half wall, cycles it down low to Chemi. Chemi will take it, escape out of there. Tries to get it to Upton in the slot, but he'll turn over to Myers. Myers cross ice, and they will chip it down low as Beauchamp goes to get it against Miller. Half all picked up by Upton. Upton between the legs pass, but Atkins seemed to have lost his stick, so he can't apply any pressure. Rimmed back into the River King zone, picked up by Upton. Upton looks cross ice, nobody's there. LaViska picks it up right-hand wall, walks into the blue line, shoots it, gloved down by Ayling, but he tries to get it. Chaos in front. And River Kings cannot control the rebound as Hudson gets it. They work it down in the corner behind the net. He's looking for passing lanes. He gives it up to Schaefer on the blue line. Schaefer mishandles it, pressured by Upton, and he gets it over. Eshe LeCompte 2-on-2 with Dan Upton. He throws it back to Upton. Upton shoots. Stick down, and Eshe gets control of it and is thrown back into the zone by Luke Hill. But LaViska steps up on SJ to get it. Steps in, tries to shoot, but he will decide to rim it. Luke Hill will be pressured, but he decides to throw it cross ice. Picked up by LeCompte, who tries to get a neutral zone pass, but it is picked up by Texmo. Texmo, big reverse hit there. Cross ice pass up to Myers. Myers with the left-hand wall, 1-on-2. He tries to get control, but good D by Luke Hill. Luke Hill comes behind the net. Battle in the corner. Rimmed around to Jake Bryson. He can't get in control of it. Schaefer, shimmy shake. Decides to chip it down low to Luke Hill. Luke Hill rims it again behind the net. Good reverse hit there. LeCompte picks it up on the half wall. Too many defensive turnovers here. Another in the neutral zone for the River Kings as there's just chaos all around.
Yeah, lots of scrambling, which is not what you want to see here.
Especially after that first goal for the Havoc, if they've taken over the momentum of this game. and they have started getting shots and more opportunities than they did, especially in the second, but more in the first as well.
Yeah, we're going to see a change here from the River Kings and see if they can calm things down here and start swinging it back in their favor.
Hopefully both goaltenders can keep it on their heads. D-zone draw for the River Kings here. Hudson wins it back to Jensen, who shoots it on net. It is tipped, and the rebound is gotten by Luxford, who taps it in. There was no net front presence from the River Kings there.
Yeah, the first shot was tipped, and Ayling made an excellent save, but he's sprawling out, and there's just one Hudson player in front, no River Kings, and he's able to bury that rebound.
How hard is it for goaltenders to get back up off their stomach? Because from the butterfly, it's pretty fast. You guys work on up-downs all the time, but I believe like when you're sprawled out like that with like full split, it's a lot harder to get back up and try to get that rebound save.
Yeah, it's quite difficult. River Kings are still leading here 3-2 with 12 minutes and 50 seconds left in the third period. Shots are 34-25. As we see it now, a turnover in front.
Tudich will pick it up in the left-hand corner. Dubois at the blue line shoots for the deflection on Wilhelm's stick, but it just misses. Bonin shoots it on net. It was picked up by Dahl, and right-hand speed from Luxford. He decides to toe drag around Bonin, but he is taken down. No penalty call. Bonin skates it up, tries to get it out of the River King zone, but he has to take it behind his own net. Dahl on the forecheck. Bonin keeps skating up on the left-hand side, gains the red line. Gets the blue line, chips it down deep, and Wilhelm will go on the forecheck. Lavisca goes to pick it up behind the net. Jensen gives it back to Lavisca. Lavisca has time and space, picked up by Burke on the Hudson blue line. Centering pass, picked off by the River Kings. Tutz gets it, gains the red line, and decides to dump it in. Lavisca picks it up behind the Hudson net. Big move. Burke, left-hand side, all the way down for Hudson. He gets stopped there, but he somehow gets the puck. There's a lot of puck luck for Hudson here. Hogan McNeish decides to chip it out. Picked up by Schaefer at the red line. He looks for options. Tries to give it back to Lavisca, but his D partner was not there. He's pressured back into the Hudson zone. Given to Burke on the left-hand side. Back to Lavisca. Lavisca whiffs on it. Big mistake there. That was almost dangerous for Hudson, and especially for Lavisca, who was out there for a long time.
Yeah, very dangerous. That puck came loose off the defenseman's stick, a foot and a half in front of their goalie, and that's a bounce that the River Kings needed here, as Hudson has scored twice without an answer, and now finally a faceoff in the offensive zone for the River Kings.
Damn, that. Bagnoli picks it up, wheels behind the net. Fast feet there. Even faster hands from Bagnoli. McNeish picks it up in the corner, looks for options, decides to give it to Luke Hill, who takes it down the half wall. Shot on net. Just hits the side of the net there. He's hit by Schaefer in the corner. Luke Hill looks for options, looks for help, tries to chip it there. Schaefer uses his body to pick it up. Schweitzer comes in and helps. Blue line at McNeish. McNeish to Chouse. Chouse on net. Just tipped wide. Schweitzer tries to get in the rebound, but diving save from Jackson Schaefer. Picked up by Schweitzer. Schweitzer tries to get it back up to Hill. Hogan McNeish will pick it up. Cycle it down low to nobody. But Luke Hill is there to keep up the pressure. Bagnoli wheels the slot. Shot on net. Just hits Johnson right in the Hudson logo on their jersey.
We're seeing just how much this game means to these players as Hudson is in first place and the River Kings are battling to get there. Sellout plays on both ends of the ice. Bryce Cooper diving just a bit ago to save a breakaway. And now Hudson diving just to stop any chances of that puck getting closer to their net.
More back-to-back here. For any of you NFL fans out there, the 49ers came back and beat the Detroit Lions 34-31. So we will have a Kansas City Chief and a San Francisco 49ers Super Bowl on February 11th.
Whole lot of red.
Whole lot of red. Puck thrown back down from Whitehead at the blue line. Escaping move from Jensen. Jensen passes it to the left side by Dahl, but is chopped down and picked up by Atkins, who runs into his own defenseman. Ronta gets hit hard as he rims the puck into the River King zone. Good chip out by Beauchamp, and Luxford will pick it up. Jensen bobbles the puck, throws it back up to Dahl, who's pressured by the River Kings again, and Luxord comes down right-hand side. Jensen with the net drive, and we are called offsides.
And that's not a mistake that you're going to see a lot, because both of these teams have played very disciplined hockey and are usually onside. I think that is the first offsides of the game.
You see a lot more offsides with defensemen joining the rush than anything else.
Yeah. Just a neutral zone faceoff here.
Chemie wins it back to Beauchamp. Beauchamp uses fast feet to get to the red line. He decides to dump it in on net. Johnson will glove it down. Give it to Levitska. Levitska will rim it to Rahl. Atkins shot. Atkins threw it up to Whitehead for the shot. Saved by Johnson there.
And I think we're seeing Johnson calm down a little bit. He got scored on a couple times quickly in the second period, and you started to see those pucks flying all around him, kind of bouncing in and out, and now he's calmed down a bit and able to cover it more consistently.
Faceoff win by Chemie. Gives it to Dubo at the blue line. He decides to cross corner, dump that in the Hudson zone. Levitska comes out with it. Neutral zone chip up to Dubo. He'll pick it off. Oh, tip. Tip. Tip by Page. We will have an icing call for the River Kings. They seem to have found magic without the long chips, as Hudson had a lot of offensive zone pressure to get these two goals here with 9.5 minutes left in the third period. But it seems that they have calmed down and just gone down to normal simple passing, getting it to the red line and dumping it in deep. Chemie with the face-off battle, but Hudson gets it, tries to get it down low. Atkins gets it, skates it out of the zone, but he's pressured. And a turnover there. Chemie decides to come back, regroup with his defenseman, and he's going to skate it up to the red line. Makes one move, makes another move to the blue line. Offsides call on the River Kings. That would have been a great chance for the River Kings there. Chemie had speed on that defenseman, and that defenseman was not moving very fast.
Yeah, he made one man miss, lost his footing, got past another one, and just unfortunate that we're offsides.
Neutral zone face-off win by Hudson. Dahl decides to chip it up. Stepped up by Beauchamp, who misses. Luxford to come down. He is a man. Decides to shoot. Just missed left on Ayling. SJ LeCompte throws it back and neutralized straight to Rahl on Hudson. Whitehead regroups with Beauchamp. He decides to start skating it back up. We had a change from Hudson. He dumps it in deep right behind the net. Schaefer goes to pick it up behind the goal line. Big turnover to Texbo. Texbo passes it out in front. Beauchamp at the blue line shoots way over the net there. River Kings try to bat home the rebound, but are not able to. Miller rushes it up and dumps it into the zone. Myers will meet Beauchamp back down there, and he gets hit hard by Beauchamp. Bryson will pick it up in the left corner. Tries to chip it up. I think that, did that hit the ceiling?
That's going to hit the netting and go out of play
the
there.
Netting, okay.
But we're just seeing everything ramp up here as with 8 minutes to go, time is winding down. Both of these teams trying to put more points on the board to secure this win. And just getting louder and louder here as everyone is feeling it.
But this is what makes hockey fun. Still 3-0, this wouldn't be as fun. Face-off win by the River Kings. Hill tries to chip it out, and he will. Batted back down by Lawlin in the zone. Chaus will pick it up. Wilharm to Coop. Coop left side shoots. Blocked by Levitska. Coop picks it up behind the net. Levitska poke check. Page will pick it up right-hand side. Tries to chip it in the neutral zone. Picked off by Chaus. Chaus looks. Gains. Tries to get a tip from Tuttich, but is unable to. Lawlin will pick it up on the left side, whiffed on it. Wilharm will pick it up. Lots of unnecessary turnovers from both teams here. Page tries to pick it up. Tuttich, good play. Coop in the slot, drops to Tuttich. Tuttich shot, just missed right. But Luke Hill will keep it in for the River Kings. Coop pinned in the corner there, and it will be chipped out by a Hudson defenseman.
Yeah, you talk about the turnovers, and these teams are just so defensive-oriented and playing into each other so well that it's just a struggle to keep the puck on your stick because everyone's flying around with such speed in the game here.